This is Unit 18 of Pimsleur's Danish.
Lyt til samtalen.
An American woman is speaking to her husband,
Oliver.
She wants to buy a book. You'll hear
en bog,
meaning a book, and
bogen,
meaning the book.
Lyt til samtalen.
Oliver, jeg vil gerne købe noget.
Hvad vil du købe?
En bog. Jeg vil gerne købe en bog.
Hvad koster bogen?
Bogen er ikke dyr. 50 kroner.
50 kroner. Det er ikke så dyrt.
Men jeg har ingen penge.
Værsgo, her er 50 kroner.
Tusind tak.
Lyt til samtalen en gang til.
Oliver, jeg vil gerne købe noget.
Hvad vil du købe?
En bog. Jeg vil gerne købe en bog.
Hvad koster bogen?
Bogen er ikke dyr. 50 kroner.
50 kroner. Det er ikke så dyrt.
Men jeg har ingen penge.
Værsgo, her er 50 kroner.
Tusind tak.
Say in Danish, 29.
29. 29.
31.
31. 1. 31.
Say the numbers, 50, 60.
50, 60. 50, 60.
You and a friend are out shopping. Pointing to an item, he says, that's expensive.
Det er dyrt. Dyrt. Det er dyrt.
I have only 41 kroner.
Jeg har kun 41 kroner. Kun 41.
Say, you speak too fast.
Du taler for hurtigt. For hurtigt.
Add, you speak fast when you speak Danish.
Du taler hurtigt, når du taler dansk. Når du taler dansk.
He asks, how many kroner do you have?
Hvor mange kroner har du?
51?
51? 51?
Answer, no, I have 31 kroner.
Nej, jeg har 31 kroner.
He says, I can give you 25.
Jeg kan give dig 25. Kan give dig.
Referring to prices in Copenhagen, say, it's expensive here.
Det er dyrt her. Dyrt.
Now say, the wine is expensive.
Vinen er dyr. Dyr. Vinen er dyr.
That referred to a specific wine. When you talk about wine in general, however, you use the neuter form. Try to say, wine is expensive.
Vin er dyrt. Dyrt. Vin er dyrt.
Say, the coffee is expensive.
Kaffen er dyr. Dyr.
Now talking about coffee in general, try to say, coffee is expensive.
Kaffe er dyrt. Kaffe er dyrt.
After a while, you have to leave. He says, see you later.
Vi ses senere. Vi ses senere.
He says again, later.
Senere. Senere.
Here's how to say, more expensive.
Lyt og gentag.
Dyrere. Dyrere. Dyrere.
Being careful of your pronunciation, say more expensive.
Dyrere.
This word stays the same regardless of whether you're saying it is more expensive or the wine is more expensive. With this in mind, say again, it's expensive here.
Det er dyrt her. Dyrt.
Now try to say, it's more expensive here.
Det er dyrere her. Dyrere.
Now say, I speak fast when I speak English.
Jeg taler hurtigt, når jeg taler engelsk. Hurtigt.
Say again, more expensive.
Dyrere.
Now here's how to say, faster.
Lyt og gentag. Hurtigere. Og. Og. Hurtig. Hurtigere.
Say, I speak fast.
Jeg taler hurtigt.
But you speak faster.
Men du taler hurtigere. Hurtigere.
You speak fast when you speak Danish.
Du taler hurtigt, når du taler dansk.
I speak fast in English.
Jeg taler hurtigt på engelsk.
Now you want to say, my husband speaks fast. First, husband.
Lyt og gentag.
Mand. Mand.
This is literally man. Say, husband.
Mand.
Now, my husband.
Lyt og gentag en gang til.
Listen and repeat again.
Lyt og gentag en gang til.
Min mand. Min. Min. Min mand.
Speaking about your husband, how do you say my?
Min. Min.
Try to say, my husband speaks fast.
Min mand taler hurtigt. Taler. Min mand taler hurtigt.
How do you say speaks?
Taler. Taler.
Now try to say my husband speaks faster.
Min mand taler hurtigere. Hurtigere. Min mand taler hurtigere.
I speak fast in English.
Jeg taler hurtigt på engelsk.
Say, my husband speaks faster in Danish.
Min mand taler hurtigere på dansk.
My wife.
Lyt og gentag. Min hustru. Hustru. To. Hustru. Min hustru.
You will also hear this as
kone,
but for now we'll continue to use
hustru.
How would he say, my wife would like to have?
Min hustru vil gerne have.
My wife would like to have a cup of coffee.
Min hustru vil gerne have en kop kaffe.
Tell him, my husband would like to have a glass of wine.
Min mand vil gerne have et glas vin. Min mand.
Suppose you're the husband in question. Say, no, that I cannot.
Nej, det kan jeg ikke.
I'm going to drive.
Lyt og gentag. Jeg skal køre. 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 Skal køre. Jeg skal køre.
The laws in Denmark regarding drinking and driving are strict. Say, I'm going to drive.
Jeg skal køre. Køre.
I'd like to have a glass of mineral water.
Lyt og gentag. Jeg vil gerne have et glas mineralvand. Mineralvand. Vand. Vand. Mineral. Mineralvand. Jeg vil gerne have et glas mineralvand.
Say in Danish, mineral water.
Mineralvand.
How do you think you would say, just a glass of water?
Kun et glas vand. Vand. Kun et glas vand.
I'm going to drive.
Jeg skal køre. Køre.
How do you think she would say, my husband is going to drive?
Min mand skal køre. Min mand skal køre.
In Danish, to say someone can have something to eat or drink, you say can get. Here's can get.
Lyt og gentag.
Kan få. 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 Kan få.
How do you say can get?
Kan få. Kan få.
Say, I want only to have a glass of water, please.
Jeg vil kun have et glas vand, tak.
Try to say, but my wife can get a glass of wine.
Men min hustru kan få et glas vin. Min hustru kan få. Min hustru kan få et glas vin.
But now she says, I'd like to have a cup of tea.
Jeg vil gerne have en kop te. Te. En kop te.
My husband is going to drive.
Min mand skal køre. Min mand skal køre.
I'm not going to drive.
Jeg skal ikke køre. Jeg skal ikke køre.
But I'd like to have a cup of tea.
Men jeg vil gerne have en kop te.
Say, my wife can get a cup of tea.
Min hustru kan få en kop te.
Now here's your wife.
Lyt og gentag.
Din hustru. Din. Din hustru.
How does she say, your wife is here?
Din hustru er her.
Can you guess how to say, your husband is here?
Din mand er her. Din. Din mand er her.
You didn't hear her before, so you ask, where is my wife?
Hvor er min hustru? Min hustru.
But now she says, your wife isn't here.
Din hustru er ikke her.
Say again, your husband.
Din mand.
Try to ask, does your husband want to have something to drink?
Vil din mand have noget at drikke? Vil din mand have noget at drikke?
She asks, my husband?
Min mand?
She tells you, my husband would like to have a cup of tea.
Min mand vil gerne have en kop te.
Or a glass of mineral water.
Eller et glas mineralvand. Et glas mineralvand.
She adds, my husband is going to drive later.
Min mand skal køre senere. Skal køre. Min mand skal køre senere.
My husband can get a glass of mineral water.
Min mand kan få et glas mineralvand. Kan få.
Suppose you're discussing prices in Denmark, which are generally high, especially in Copenhagen. Say, it's expensive here.
Det er dyrt her. Det er dyrt her.
She agrees and says, it's more expensive here.
Det er dyrere her. Dyrere.
Talking about wine in general, she says, yes, wine is expensive.
Ja, vin er dyrt. Dyrt.
She says again, it's more expensive here.
Det er dyrere her.
Ask, how much does wine cost?
Hvor meget koster vin? Hvor meget koster vin?
50 kroner? 60?
50 kroner? 60?
She tells you that it's more like 150 kroner. She says again, wine is more expensive here.
Vin er dyrere her.
Try to say, then I'm going to drink water. Be careful of the word order.
Så skal jeg drikke vand. Drikke vand. Så skal jeg. Så skal jeg drikke vand.
Do you remember how to ask, who is it?
Hvem er det? Hvem? Hvem er det?
This also means, who's that? Now ask, is that your husband?
Er det din mand? Din mand?
It is. Now indicating a woman, say, that's my wife.
Det er min hustru. Min hustru.
Say, my wife would like to have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea.
Min hustru vil gerne have en kop kaffe eller en kop te.
And I'd like to have.
Og jeg vil gerne have.
A glass of mineral water, please.
Et glas mineralvand, tak. Jeg vil gerne have et glas mineralvand, tak.
How does the woman ask you where your wife is?
Hvor er din hustru?
Answer, my wife? I don't know.
Min hustru? Det ved jeg ikke.
Now ask her where her husband is.
Hvor er din mand? Din mand.
She answers, my husband is over there.
Min mand er derover. Min mand.
Now ask her if she wants to eat lunch with you.
Vil du spise frokost med mig? Frokost.
She says, sorry, but that I cannot.
Beklager, men det kan jeg ikke.
I'm going to eat lunch with my husband.
Jeg skal spise frokost med min mand. Med min mand. Jeg skal spise frokost med min mand.
Ask, do you want to have something to drink then?
Vil du have noget at drikke så?
She answers, yes, I'd like to have a cup of tea.
Ja, jeg vil gerne have en kop te.
Tell her, you can get a glass of wine.
Du kan få et glas vin. Du kan få.
She says, no, wine is too expensive.
Nej, vin er for dyrt.
Ask, a glass of beer then?
Et glas øl så?
She says, no thanks, I'm going to drive later.
Nej tak, jeg skal køre senere.
So you get her some tea. Handing it to her, you say, here you are, here's a cup of tea.
Værsgo, her er en kop te. Her er en kop te.
She says, and here's my husband.
Og her er min mand.
And your wife.
Og din hustru.
Ask, your husband?
Din mand?
And my wife?
Og min hustru?
But it's time to leave. Say, see you later.
Vi ses senere.
Later, you and your wife are ordering dinner at a restaurant. You order a glass of wine. Your wife says, you can't drink wine now.
Du kan ikke drikke vin nu.
You're going to drive.
Du skal køre. Du skal køre.
You can get mineral water or tea.
Du kan få mineralvand eller te.
You're surprised. Ask her, am I going to drive?
Skal jeg køre?
She says, yes, you're going to drive.
Ja. Du skal køre.
I'm not going to drive this evening.
Jeg skal ikke køre i aften. Jeg skal ikke køre i aften.
Tell the waiter, my wife is going to have a glass of wine.
Min hustru skal have et glas vin.
And I'm going to have a glass of mineral water.
Og jeg skal have et glas mineralvand.
The reading lesson for this unit follows. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 18. Read number 1. The final E, R, E combination runs together. Listen and repeat.
Længere. Længere.
Read number 2. The K is pronounced as in English.
Vink.
3.
Hvor er det? Hvor er det?
Read number 4.
Først og fremmest. Først og fremmest.
In number 5, the DJ combination sounds like DY. Try to read number 5.
Djævel. Djævel.
Numbers 6 and 7 are words of foreign origin, and the accent is on the last syllable. Read number 6.
Hotel.
7.
Telefon.
8.
Barn.
Read number 9. The D at the end is silent.
Fjord.
10.
Karl.
11.
Sådan.
12.
Harden.
Read number 13. The T sounds like a cross between the English T and D.
Korte.
14.
Bjørn. Bjørn.
Now read number 15. Remember the sound of the G in the middle of a word.
Hurtigere. Hurtigere.
Try to read number 16. The L at the end of the first word is barely pronounced.
Skal jeg køre? Køre.
Read number 17.
Sær.
Listen and repeat number 18.
Gynge. Gynge.
In Danish, an initial G is hard and sounds like the G in get. Read number 19.
Gips.
Try to read number 20. The V is silent.
Giv mig det. Giv.
This is the end of Unit 18 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.